Tomorrow is World Vasectomy Day. It's a day dedicated to raising awareness about vasectomies and inspiring men to become equal partners in family planning. This year, organizers are hoping for 1,500 vasectomies in 24 hours in 30 countries.
Jonathan Stack joins us now. He's a documentary filmmaker and co-founder of World Vasectomy Day. He joins us from WFME Studios in Orlando, Florida. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Well, glad to be here.
So what is World Vasectomy Day?
World Vasectomy Day is a celebration of men who are ready, whose families are complete, and are ready to take that absolute commitment to taking on the responsibility of family planning. And it basically is an idea that came about through my own exploration, personal exploration, and it's grown into a global event in which there are almost 400 doctors who are participating in 32 countries. It takes over the course of a day. And the idea is really to bring attention to the importance of getting men to engage in conversations about family planning.
So for people unfamiliar, can you briefly describe the procedure of vasectomy? Mm-hmm. What is it? What does it do? And how is it done?
Sure. Vasectomy is a really simple procedure. It takes place, takes around 10 minutes. It's not your balls, as it were. It's really, it's just the vas, which is connects the sperm to the semen. And by making a small little, not even, nowadays you don't need a scalpel, you don't need a needle, you just separate the skin a little bit, pull out the vas, make a, you know, separate it, clamp the two sides, and boom, you're done. It takes, you got to do both sides, and you're done in 10 minutes. There's a little bit of pain afterwards, sometimes a couple of days, but for the most part, it's really not a big deal at any, you know, on a physical level. But the what it does is it means you'll never have to worry about getting somebody pregnant if you know, assuming now you're done and you don't want that anymore. It really takes a lot of pressure and off yourself, and it means you do it instead of the women. It's interesting, you know, if you compare a vasectomy to a tubal ligation, which is, you know, done with women, it's so much less invasive, it's so much less painful, and it's really a way for the men to sort of step it up and say, hey, this one's on me.
Now, is there something in your background? You're a documentary filmmaker. What is it from that experience that made you want to tackle this issue?
Well, I've made a lot of films, documentary films around the world about a lot of conflict on the planet, in war zones, child soldiers, gangs, prisons. And at the center of it always was men, you know, like men disenfranchised, angry, frustrated, you know, just a lot of rage that leads to sort of so much of the evening news, you know, the violence and just the cruelty. And when I started making this film, which was really a personal film about my own journeys and my own challenges of trying to figure out maneuvering my way through fatherhood, I realized how many doubts I had, how difficult it was me to get a vasectomy. And I just sort of came to it and felt like, whoa, how wonderful was it to see men, hear stories of men who on this day, it's like a day in which they make a great, I think it's a beautiful thing and really positive. And you see the best in men. And that was really important to me because I've made so many films about the worst in men. And I think I wanted to show what men are capable of individually, doing something that's beautiful for yourself and your family. But when you put it all together, it actually has an impact on our planet and our communities. And so it was one of those things that just sat right and it's resonated powerfully. So that's why in such a short amount of time, we've been able to build such a strong movement.
Yeah, I think people usually think of this as a very personal, private decision, whether or not to get a vasectomy. You're saying there's an element of heroism to it almost.
That's really was key. I'll tell you something. When you speak to the men who are getting their vasectomies, it's amazing. They themselves are doing it as an act of I wouldn't say sacrifice, but it's something they do for their women in their lives. Oh, every single one of tomorrow, there's going to be 29 men getting their vasectomy at our headquarters in Florida. And everyone, I've spoken to every single one, and they've all said the same thing, which was, I'm doing it for the woman in my life. And I just thought collectively putting our voices together, it's to make a really big statement to say, men, stand up. It is heroic. It's what we should be doing, which maybe for some say, well, then what makes it heroic? But I think we have to celebrate when men do the right thing, like anybody does the right thing, it's a good idea to celebrate it. And so we raise our voices together. We make our statement together. The decision, of course, is completely personal, but the impact has great social consequence.
Now, you mentioned having had a vasectomy yourself and that you were reluctant for a while. What kind of reservations were going through your head as you were making this decision?
the same that most men have all over the world, which is a slight fear of, you know, certainly the angst about losing a certain power. You know, it was like an admission of aging, that I had sort of transitioning into another phase in my life. And it was not rational, of course. I knew I didn't want any more children, but I still had a certain thing in the back of my mind that was saying, don't do it. And it took me longer than you'd think. It was about 2 years before I actually got myself together to do it.
And let's stay with that reservation. What is it that got you to overcome that loss of a certain creative force in a way?
It was kind of realizing that I think it was listening to so many men tell their stories and hearing all these men who basically, I kind of began to realize it's not macho to not take responsibility for family planning, that in fact, when you know that you are done raising, siring children or conceiving children, that it's actually the courageous thing is to actually to do it. And that just took me that while to let go of. Certainly I was worried I would have, you know, would affect me sexually. I would either get or give less pleasure. But at the end of the day, I think it was a more deep psychological thing. And I was really liberated in the decision to do it, because all of a sudden it was like I was in control. I was never going to have that conversation. It wasn't on my wife to figure it out. It was really my role. And it was really a powerful thing, because most of my life I had never been the primary person who was worrying about family planning.
And part of your mission with World Vasectomy Day, as I understand it, is to clear up myths and misconceptions that a lot of men have about vasectomies. What are a couple of those that you want to try to clear up?
Well, one of them, of course, is that you're less of a man, that somehow or other it makes you less virile. There are parts of the world where literally the word for vasectomy translates to castration. Same word is used for vasectomy and castration. So that has to be cleared up. It has nothing to do with castration. It has nothing to do with your sexual potency or your pleasure. It has nothing to do with your sense of who you are as a person. It's simply a way for you to gain control over your fertility. Now, you know, some of those other concerns are that maybe that it's painful. It's not painful. I mean, is there pain in a moment? It's less pain than, you know, getting a shot. It doesn't even come close to the pain women experience, you know, when they have, I mean, close to what it is to get a tubal ligation. But really, all of the forms of birth control have greater and more adversarial impact, a negative impact on women than what a vasectomy does. So it's really a no-brainer. There's so many other great reasons why. I mean, if you have a vasectomy and it goes wrong, for example, the worst thing will happen is somebody will get pregnant. If you have a tubal ligation and it goes wrong, the thing that often happens is you'll end up with a tubal pregnancy, which is one of the leading causes of maternal mortality in a lot of parts of the world. So this is not small stuff. This is important things, and it's really not a big sacrifice for me at all and for men. So it's kind of like it's the right thing to do. So that's why we have to let people know, do the right thing. It feels good to do the right thing. And in World Vasectomy Day, we celebrate by acknowledging the men who do the right thing.
And on the first World Vasectomy Day last year, men participated. They got vasectomies on the day as part of the events. What kind of things did you hear from the men who had done that?
Today in Florida, or tomorrow morning at 9:30, we're going to be one of the first Skype calls we'll be making. We're going to be live casting from our website, worldvasectomyday.org, so everybody can watch it. It's going to be taking place over the course of around 8 hours. And one of our first calls is with the man who got the first vasectomy last year. And every single person that I've spoken to, and they've sent in testimonials, are basically just saying it just did exactly what they wanted it to do. You know, it's the absence of fear or the absence of anxiety. Once you do it, you just go on with your life. And it's just now you don't have that. You're not worried about getting your wife or partner, or if you're single, you're not worried about getting anybody pregnant. And if you know that's what you want, that's a great relief.
And the live stream you mentioned, is that graphic watching for people at home?
You know, out of respect for both the viewers and for the men themselves, it's not, you know, we're not going to be showing any private parts that would make anybody uncomfortable. The procedure is so simple that it's really not it's not that interesting. In fact, what makes the live event particularly interesting is that while the vasectomy is happening, we'll be conversing and having conversations with the men, their wives, their mothers. Families are coming in, and it's a beautiful thing. It's kind of to celebrate what's really is it is a meaningful moment. I mean, the day that you choose, consciously choose to exit the gene pool because you are complete in that part of your life, it's a beautiful thing. And that's all we're trying to do is like say this moment, this is a good thing to be able to acknowledge and celebrate men doing the right thing.
We're talking to documentary filmmaker Jonathan Stack about World Vasectomy Day. He's the co-founder, and the event takes place tomorrow.
You can join the conversation. Do you think men should be equal partners in family planning? How do you think they should fulfill that role? Have you or your partner gotten a vasectomy? And why did you decide to do it? What was that experience like? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We'll pick up this discussion coming up after the news. Stick around. There's more to come here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation with documentary filmmaker Jonathan Stack about World Vasectomy Day, which is tomorrow.
And you can join the conversation. Have you or your partner gotten a vasectomy? What was it like? What fears did you have before the procedure? How do you think men should participate in family planning? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Go to our callers now. We've got Joe on the line in Racine. Joe, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Joe?
Well, I had my vasectomy about 45 years ago and never regretted it once. I had five children at the age of 25, and that limited the size of my family to what I could afford. And I always tell people that I converted myself from a working model to a sports model.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Apart from the joke there, Jonathan, is that a fairly common story?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there is no age in which you can say this is the age to get a vasectomy or this is not a good age. We don't really determine that. There are some people who know their family's complete when they have one child. There are people who don't want any children. There are people who, you know, want 10 children. That's not really our decision to impact. We just basically say at the moment when you know you have the size family that works for you, the vasectomy is a great option. I got to tell you, there was one guy that we were filming with, and he was telling us a story about how he couldn't find a vasectomy provider who would get him a vasectomy because he was only 24, 25 years old and had no children. And he had just come back from Iraq, and he was saying, how is it that I'm old enough to die or kill for my country, but I don't have the right to decide I just don't want to bring children into this world? I can always adapt, but I didn't want to bring children into the world. And that just raises good questions. Dr. Stein, who's my partner in this project, he said, well, why don't you go freeze some sperm just in case?
And Joe did deal with it with a sense of humor. Do you see that as a pretty common theme with the people you've talked to?
I think you just say the word vasectomy and there's kind of a bit of humor. It's a little titillation thing and it's just, you know, it's a personal thing. Men don't necessarily talk about our personal lives openly. And yet, you know, there's a sort of a release of it and a relief that comes with it, and that's a component of humor for sure.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go now to Sarah with us in Viroqua. Sarah, hi.
Hi. I'm a public and community health nurse, and when I travel, I kind of enjoy looking for health messages. And this earlier this year, I traveled to Mexico, and on the outside of a clinic, there was a banner which had a photograph of a wrestler, one of the entertainment type wrestlers in Mexico that wear the tight, shiny suit and the mask and this kind of the superhero costume. Mm-hmm. In one arm, he was holding a 2 or 3 year old child, and the other he was sort of had up in the air in a fist. And the copy said something to the extent about be a man, have a vasectomy, be a good family man, play your part. And I just thought that it was really a great positive message, a bit of a transformation of the concept of what macho means, and just really positive messaging for what for families making choices, for men playing their role in family planning and making reproductive choices. And anyway, just really enjoyed that.
And Sarah, as somebody in public health, what do you think of this idea of World Vasectomy Day tomorrow?
I think it's a really good idea. I am constantly surprised when I share that my husband had a vasectomy after we had our two children. Prior to that, I was in charge of our family planning. I used contraception myself, but after we decided that we didn't want any more kids, we decided our best choice was that. And I am surprised that that isn't a choice more couples make.
Sarah, thanks a lot for the call. So we heard a perspective there, Jonathan, as a public health worker, but also as a wife of a husband who got a vasectomy. Take both of those in turn. Do you hear similar stories?
Yeah, very much. I think the story of public health workers, I mean, they just know it. They know the importance of reaching out and getting men to participate. It's not just about inspiring the men to do a vasectomy. It's really inspiring them to be part of the conversation, that it's really important to have that conversation. I mean, you may decide you don't want to have a vasectomy, or you don't want to stop having children. That's good. That's fine. What's important is to have the conversation. And I believe that if you can have a conversation about this topic, which is a difficult one, a lot of other things will come flow easier as well. And, you know, 51% of children born in America are unintended. They're just as wonderful and as magnificent as any other child. But I think life causes more stress when you're not prepared. And so many of the people we meet had made a decision to stop having children at 2 or 3. And then there was that child who came, and that's when they show up for the vasectomy. And we just would say, hey, you know, that fourth child or third child, as beautiful as the first 2 or 3, no problem. But I think life would be a little bit easier for those couples, and maybe a little more resources for the children when they knew they didn't want more children, if they'd taken that step. And that's really what World Vasectomy Day is. And as far as, getting that health message out and using humor and that notion of like a redefining of what it is to be macho. I mean, I don't think there's anything particularly macho about getting somebody pregnant. It's not that original. I mean, there's 7.3 billion people on the planet, so it's like not that big a deal to create life. I think what's really more macho, if you want to call it that, is the capacity to raise your children well, to provide for them as you would want, and to be able to really experience and share love. And that's what it is. It's very loving. It's a very loving moment if you make this as a conscious choice.
Back to our callers now with Lynn in Eau Claire. Lynn, hi, you're on the air.
Hi there, good afternoon. Over 31 years now ago, during my fourth pregnancy, my husband and I made the decision that there would be no more. And it just like your guest just said, it's anybody can father or a child, but we had enough. And I had 3 sons, and thankfully, you know, I had a daughter, number 4. But what I was, it was 20 years down the road when I could no longer have children, that he understood what I was going through. I mean, so there was a benefit to me, which I really appreciated later when he understood how I felt. That I could no longer have children or ever get pregnant again, and it was a gift that he gave to his family. We could afford the 4 kids we had, and it made us closer. And like I said, 20 years later, it was a bonus.
Lynn, thank you so much for sharing your story. So, a gift he gave his family, first of all, Jonathan.
I think of the 29 men, and I spoke with each of them. Several of them told me that when they made the decision and they told their wife that they were going to go do this, that they cried. That it was the most beautiful, loving thing gift that they could give their wife or their partner. And I think it was just like, it's sort of, we want to experience the best of who we are. You know, humans have a huge range of capacity of expression. The same person who can be very kind could be a bit cruel. And, you know, celebrating the kind part of ourselves, the compassionate part, the conscious part of ourselves just makes it more prevalent. And that has a ripple effect down through our lives, as we just heard. You know, just that was that moment in which you did something for me after all those years that women do so many beautiful things for us.
As we wrap up, Jonathan, are you looking to expand next year's World Vasectomy Day to more sites around the country, maybe around the world?
You know, what's amazing about the project so far is that it's expanding on its own. I think it's a movement that's time has come. It's going to obviously expand because more and more groups are seeing, you know, the power of, you know, of aggregating positive energy. So I would guess, you know, last year this year we said we were going to try to have 250 doctors from 30 countries participate, and we're already at 32 countries, and there are 400 doctors, and I think by next year we will double that again, and I just think it's going to take on a life of its own, and people will find their own way to celebrate it and their own way to communicate it, and it's just something that I don't think is going to stop. I don't know, you know, that's when you have a powerful idea is when it sort of lives beyond your own initial imagination.
Well, Jonathan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you all, and go watch it tomorrow. WorldVasectomyDay.org. You can watch it live streaming, meet the men, meet the doctors, hear conversations, be part of it.
That was Jonathan Stack, documentary filmmaker and co-founder of World Vasectomy Day. You can keep the conversation going over at the Central Time Facebook page.